This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Show today, it's all about you. You know what? It's always about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Look, whatever you're struggling with, whatever you've come here with, whatever you've tuned in with, whatever you've pulled in here, or maybe you're just listening, I want to tell you this, that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyles are medicine. And the choices that we make every single day, it can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have. Your health every single day is determined by the choices that you make. It's that simple. But that's good news. It's not to point a finger at you. More than anything, it's to encourage you. It gives us hope. I mean, imagine if you were just stuck with high blood pressure or diabetes. Imagine if you got diagnosed because of your bad habits of smoking for 30 years and you were just stuck with that. Imagine what that would be like, right? I mean, that's no fun. So there's hope in this whole thing called life. And with health, it's amazing. The way God designed the body is that each day old cells die off and new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year, some parts of our body about every 7 years. And that's good news because you can start today. And that's the key. I want you to start today to make the right kind of choices. I want you to start today to begin to rebuild what you know you can have for your health, because all of us have a potential. And I promise you, if you sit back and really think about it, you haven't even scratched the surface of who you are and scratch the surface of who you're designed to be. And on this show, we want to help you get there. We want to help you break through all the barriers. We want to help you get to the next level with your health and your life. And maybe it's just to start a brand new day with eating a healthy meal, one meal, when you've been eating fast food all your meals or junk food. Maybe it's to get you out and exercise just 15 minutes, 3 days a week, because you've been doing nothing. Maybe it's to get yourself a little bit stronger so you can be stronger for your grandkids. Right? Because your life's not about you. Did you know that? I mean, we want to live our life and enjoy our life, but life's not about you. It's about those around you that love you and need you to be healthy. So if you're going to get healthy for anybody else, do it for yourself, yes, but do it for those around you that love you and care about you. I always talk about that because it's important. You know, it's okay to be selfish in the sense that you take care of your health, because really you're not being selfish. When I go work out every single day, which I do, you know, I used to get a lot of heat from that from other people, whether it be relationships or family or friends. I mean, in college, I can just remember it was just, you know, social gatherings, like, man, he's always at the gym. But, you know, really, at the end of the day, now, especially in my life, I protect and covet that time. It is my anchor. Because if I don't, I know that when I'm in there, yeah, I may have to push other things aside for that time, but I'm making myself healthier, and I'm committed to doing that every single day. I do that with my eating. I'm one of those people at the restaurant that would annoy the waiter. I drink lemon in my water. And so much fun when I go to restaurants, because I'll ask the server, I'll say, can I get a whole lemon that's not cut? Why? Because I want to get all the lemon in there, too, because of all the handling of it. I mean, there's a little bit of that. But every person I've ever asked, when I've asked for that, they said, no one ever asks us this. Why is that? Because I'm very particular about how I want my things cooked, what I put inside my body. Because what you put inside your body becomes your body. Did you know that? So you have to be in charge of you. It's okay to be demanding and selfish when it comes to your health, of your time. Look, if you like to work out every day at 7 a.m. and walk for 30 minutes, go walk. Don't be worried about what other people think. If there's a phone call or something that somebody in your family wants to talk to you, look, tell them it can wait, because you've got to protect that time. And I tell people that because many times, especially mothers, are really bad about this. Mothers will get to a point, and I always say mom, grandmas too, because to be a grandma, you're a mom first, right? So you're the ones that put yourselves last all the time. And I see this. Men do this too. Guys, look, you will work yourself to the bone because you got to provide for the family, put a roof over everybody's head, pay the bills. And listen, I get it. But what you don't want to do is get to the point where you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, and because you've been grinding so hard and not taking care of your health, and now you've got a big gut and spare tire, that you come to a point where you're taking five medications just because, remember, the medication is not curing anything. Blood pressure medication is not curing your blood pressure. Like when I talk to somebody and they say, I have high blood pressure, but it's normal. What does that mean? Okay, so it's 120 over 80, but you're taking three meds to get it there? Okay, your body is like out of whack. So you have to come to a point where you say, all right, I'm not being selfish. I'm going to make good choices, whether it's blood pressure, diabetes, weight loss, whatever it is. Do it for the ones that you love. And don't do it later trying to recover your health back. Moms and grandmas, like I was talking about, put yourself first so that your kids and your grandkids can have a healthy mom or a healthy grandma. And then that way you got the strength and the ability to do it later in life and go for the long game. You know, for me, it's one of those things that health is just one of those non-negotiables. Like, I will not let things interfere with the way I eat or my exercise routine or anything. And if that means I lose sleep, sometimes I do. Sometimes I have to work out late at night, or I get up super early in the morning if it's before catching a flight. I do these things on a consistent basis. If I'm going to teach you about it, I'm going to do it myself. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because choices really, really matter. And if you made some really bad ones, you can make some really good ones now. That's the good news. It doesn't matter about yesterday. Today's a brand new day. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead. Okay? Now, on this show, you can always send me an email right there. Of course, you can always go to our website, send us an email. You can call me. You can text me. You can DM me on social media if you want to get your questions for your health answered in any capacity. Want to get to one of our health coach providers? We can help you do that. So one of the things I want you to understand is that when you reach out to us, however and whenever you are listening or watching, okay, that we're here for you, that we are a place, a safe place that you can come to call family, to call home, to learn, and to take some nuggets, not chicken nuggets, but you can take some nuggets, and you can learn how to live better, to be better, and do better. That's what we want to help you do. That's what this show is all about. It's about helping you become the best version of you. So let's get on the phones. I know you guys have been waiting there. Let's kick off and go with Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hi. I can't sleep at night. No matter what time, I just can't sleep. No matter what I do whatever the doctor say. The only thing that makes me sleep is if I take something like a sleeping tablet. The doctor said I must take the Benadryl. I take everything, just can't sleep. Can you help me, please?
All right. So, hey, you know, it's one of those things with sleep. I'll tell you this, that 9 times out of 10, there's a couple things going on. If the doctor has evaluated you and they can't figure out what it is, or they're just telling you they don't know, then a lot of times there's stuff going on stress-wise, mentally, that's driving you. When you lay down to go to sleep at night, we have there's more areas of our brain than just two, but I'm going to give you the two main areas. So there's your conscious mind, and then there's your subconscious mind, okay? The subconscious mind is like a computer. The conscious mind is like, I know I'm touching this laptop, or I know I'm grabbing my drink, and I'm in total control, and I'm looking in my studio, and I'm looking at the camera, right? So that's your conscious mind. The subconscious mind operates when, in a way that you don't know what it's doing, don't know what it's saying, right? When you go to sleep at night, the dreams and things that you have, that's all with the subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind is always operating, but it operates kind of in its own way. And here's the interesting thing they've done studies about, is that when you have stress in your life, which we all do, but when you have resolved unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, things along those lines, and you feel like you're in a place that you can't really forgive someone, or you're holding on to something, right? We figured out many times that people that can't sleep have a lot of these issues going on because they're not releasing these emotions, and these emotions get bent up. You can function all during the day, but when your body goes to rest, those negative emotions and tough emotions that you're dealing with, they rise. And that's when your subconscious mind just starts firing like crazy. And that's why a lot of times you can't go to sleep, because you've got stuff, your mind's spinning. You ever heard that? Your mind's spinning? And that's what that comes from. So how do you do, what do you do? If you've been tested and they've looked at everything and they said, we just don't know, you know, what's going on? There's a couple things you can do. Look at your, what's called a circadian.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio online at InfoNetwork.com.
Your circadian rhythm is your natural sleep cycle, and it's regulated by the adrenal glands, the pineal gland, and the brain. Look at melatonin. If you've never tried melatonin, look at that. It does help reset the circadian rhythm. And as far as like milligrams and dosage, it's all based on your body weight. So most docs will say start out with maybe a milligram, and you only do this at night before you go to bed. You don't want to do this during the day because it'll make you very, very sleepy. Melatonin is a natural hormone that is secreted from the pineal gland. And when it's secreted or put out, then that's the kind of the signaling pattern. But when you're stressed and we have a lot going on, that's when melatonin levels can come down. And over a certain age, like 45, we know that melatonin levels begin to decline, and they do recommend supplementing with it some. So that's something you can look at, number one. This is one thing, okay? But the other neurotransmitters, all the different brain chemicals like acetylcholine, dopamine, GABA, okay, norepinephrine, epinephrine. So serotonin, all these neurobrain chemicals, they can cause you not to sleep. Now remember this, all the brain chemicals are made in the gut. So a healthy gut is going to be a healthy brain, right? If your gut's not healthy, which most people's are not, let me just tell you, if the gut's not healthy, the brain can't be healthy. You can't produce the right kind of neurochemicals going to the brain. And so that has to be a whole new shift in what you do and how you do and how you handle things. So the reality is, with brain chemicals and neurochemicals, it's all about your eating habits, okay? So when you can't sleep, a lot of times your diet's not that great. So you want to look at the anti-inflammatory diet. If you get a copy of my book, just go to – I'm giving my book away for free, though, always. Just so you know, it's my best-selling hardback book. You go to myfreehealthbook.com, go to myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get a copy of that. We send it to you. You just got to pay for the shipping or whatever it is. But we send you the book absolutely free just to be an encouragement to you, give you a tool to be able to help and get you going in the right direction. So – we want to see you thrive. And with sleep, look, I get it. If you're not sleeping, I mean, it throws everything off. Everything. Energy levels, your brain fog kicks in, you just can't function, you get irritable. I know, I get it. So I want to encourage you to look at those. Get some lab tests done if they haven't done that. If they've ruled a lot of things out, I would still get lab work done so they can figure out, you know, just an idea of where it might be coming from. Because a lot of times with sleep patterns, it does come down to the neurochemicals, the brain chemicals. It's not just random, okay? Or it's something heavily emotional. One of those two. But keep me posted. Send me an email, update, call me, call the office, text, you know, just text our staff, whatever. Keep me in the loop of what's going on. And if you're not a part of our health club, get in our health club community, because that's where everybody is. That's my inner circle. I get with you guys privately every week, and we get on a call, and you're able to really bounce things back and forth with me live. So make sure to join my health club and be a part of that. Okay, I'm so glad you're with us today. Now, I want to drop this little nugget on you, is that mom-to-bes, if you're pregnant, your TV habits might affect your child's weight. Now, we know obesity is on the rise. It's about, well, over being overweight is at 65%, almost 70% of the population. Obesity is in the 40% category, and the difference of that is pretty significant. But the reality is, we have found that studies have suggested that there's a 30% increase of your child being overweight if you have a TV watching habit of over 2 hours. So mom to be, don't sit there and flick, you know, the channel or scroll or doing your thing, because the phone now is the new TV. You know that, right? So when you're scrolling TikTok and Instagram and Facebook all day and you're watching nonstop videos, it's the same thing as channel surfing. It's no different. We've just moved from the remote control to our phone or the tablet, you know, your iPad or whatever it is. So I would encourage you to, as a mom-to-be, really focus on good activity. So get outside, do more, because you can be active when you're pregnant. Matter of fact, we encourage it now. All the medical studies say that you should. Focus more on doing those things, right? Read more. Spend time with relationships more. Talk more. Be around loved ones more. Don't just check out in front of the TV,
All right. Get to a place where you really are digging in better with you, and you can function and not have to have the TV as some kind of getaway or takeaway from the whole thing. That's what you don't want to do more than anything. So you can always give us a call. Always give us a call. And one of the keys that I want you to focus in on is to know that your health is your greatest wealth. And there's not anything else, nothing, that needs to be able to get in the way of that. Be selfish, okay? I'm telling you, be selfish. Protect that time that you have with your health. And don't let anyone take that away. Because the time you have to exercise, the time you make good decisions to eat healthy, the time you say, oh, hey, look, it's 10 o'clock, I've got to go to bed, and you cut everybody off because you know your sleep's important, it's okay to do that. Like, I'm giving you full permission to do that because you're going to make a major difference in everybody else. They just don't realize how much that you're really taking care of you so you can be better for them. I love it when you send me your emails, your DMs, what's on social media. You call us, text us. Remember, you can always reach out to us in any capacity that you want to or need to. We're always here for you. Doesn't matter when, you can always reach out. Somebody is going to get back in touch with you, and somehow it will get back to me in some way or another. Okay, if you need one of our health coach providers to help you, to encourage you, to take care of you in any way, we got amazing providers that can do that. And don't forget, I'm giving my book away for free, my number one best-selling book, hardback book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. We give it away. It's one of my gifts that I just give to my listeners and my viewers. My family, really, is what I call you. So, I mean, everybody that's in our community has one. So, if you're listening, watching, whatever, and you want to get a copy, go to myfreehealthbook.com. Okay? Now, I know a lot of you have been calling in. You're sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. I'm so sorry. Let's jump onto the phones right now and go to Hazel. Hazel, what's your health challenge?
I have a problem with my stomach being feeling real bloated and gas all the time. I'm just wondering, is it something I'm eating? I do eat a nice amount of vegetables, but I don't know what it is. But I just have a lot of gas in my stomach when I wake up in the morning. I pass gas constantly, and then when I go to the bathroom and have my first bowel movement, I do feel better.
Yeah. So here's the thing. A healthy gut is a healthy body, period. I mean, no matter how you cut it, it is so true. And so if your gut's healthy, everything else is going to be healthy. Gas, a lot of times, if it's not just every now and then, steady gas like that, means that your body is either not breaking foods down effectively or it's got a bad buildup of bacteria in the gut that needs to be corrected. Your gut has this environment. It's like a living room, right? And it's called a microbiome. And it's just a fancy word for the environment of your gut. Well, we have good bacteria and we have bad bacteria. And it's always good to make sure that you get the right kind of bacteria in there.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
Actor Matthew McConaughey gave an impassioned speech at a White House press briefing Tuesday, saying people in power have failed to act when it comes to gun safety. The 52-year-old Uvalde, Texas native spoke after a private meeting with President Joe Biden regarding the recent school shooting in his hometown.
We need responsible gun ownership. We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them.
The shooting in Uvalde, Texas, killed 19 children and 2 adults. Also from the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced two more press team departures on Tuesday. It comes after multiple reports of inner turmoil at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A more traditional kind of COVID-19 vaccine is one step closer to becoming the fourth option for U.S. adults. Advisors to the FDA voted Tuesday to recommend authorization of shots made by Novavax. It's a protein vaccine, a more conventional technology than the dominant Pfizer and Moderna shots, and the lesser-used Johnson & Johnson option. If the FDA ultimately agrees, the Novavax shots could be an option for adults who haven't yet received the vaccine. The Biden administration is hoping to ease tensions with North Korea. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman met with her South Korean counterpart in Seoul to discuss potential threats from North Korea Tuesday. Sherman saying that any attack by North Korea would be devastating for global stability and that the United States and its allies are ready to take action if necessary.
This would be very destabilizing to the world's security, and I believe that not only the ROK in the United States and Japan, but the entire world will respond in a strong and clear manner.
This as North Korea conducted a missile test and reports they are preparing to resume nuclear testing.
And AAA reports motorists in 13 states are now paying an average of $5 a gallon or more for gas. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
The way to do that is by eating things like probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract. And the other thing are fermented vegetables. Fermented vegetables are really good, and then things like fermented dairy products such as yogurt. Yogurt and what's called kefir, those are very, very good, and putting the right kind of bacteria back in the gut. You know, one of the big things in medicine is giving out antibiotics, you know, for every little thing, and I do think it's overdone sometimes. I do believe in them. I think they work, and they're very effective, especially for getting rid of bacterial infections. But over the last 20 or 30 years, if you really look at it, they're giving out a lot, and maybe more than they should. If you've ever had a lot of rounds of antibiotics and never took probiotics after that, it can cause some issues, especially within the gut. And then things like our water tends to have a lot of chlorine in it. If you drink a lot of chlorinated tap water, that chlorine can go in and wipe out the bacteria in the gut. So just a couple things to think about that can be really challenging when you have something like this going on. So first thing I would do, if you have this happening, cut out all dairy products. I know I just talked about yogurt, but just for 21 days, cut out all dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt, cut all that out. And also all wheat-based products, flour-based products, breads, pastas, cereal, crackers. Get rid of all of that out of your diet for a period of about 3 to 4 weeks. total and see how your body responds. Just do things like fruits, vegetables, your proteins like meat, chicken, fish, eggs, that kind of thing, and see how your body responds. Then slowly add things back in. Maybe have a little bit of milk. See if you get gassy. Okay, pull back and go back to the eating habit and add in a little bit of flour, maybe some pasta. You know, see how your body reacts. If your gut is healthy, then you will be healthy and your digestion will be amazing. Look, we want to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. We want to encourage you, help you, and just give you the tools that you need to make it along your journey, to make it easier, to make it better. Because look, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. Like your grandma can't do it for you, your friends, your family member, your coworkers, your loved ones, your spouse, your mom and dad. No one can take responsibility, your doctor. Nobody can take responsibility for your health but you. And so we want to help you do that every single day. We want to encourage you, help you, walk with you, equip you, give you the tools that you need every single day to be able to make that. So we're everywhere. Here on this show, with a radio show, with a podcast, with all of our social media, like we're getting hit with you guys, our families everywhere now, which is great. And if you haven't joined our health club community, you really should. It's where I engage with you really at a more direct level. And you can go to the website, find that. You can also go to myfreehealthclub.com and go to the health club sign up. We've got Facebook involvement there with a private community. And then also I get on each week and I talk to you guys where you can interact with me and I do some teachings with you, but also answer questions. It's kind of like just hanging out with me and kind of like this, but in a more intimate manner where I can really get back to more of you at once and also at a more intimate level. So check out myfreehealthclub.com. You can join there and be a part of what we're doing. But I encourage you, we're here for you each and every day. And if you call us, you text us, whatever, we're always going to get back to you in some way, form, or fashion, whether you make it on the show or if one of our health coach providers calls you back, or maybe I'll call you back. You just never know. You never know what you're going to get. But we will do one thing, is we'll encourage you, we'll help you, we'll equip you, and get you going in the right direction. All right, let's get on the phones and kick off with Luna. Luna sounds excited. Hi, Luna.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I just love everything I'm hearing on AIDS-RX. It's the passion of my own heart. I turned on the radio this morning, and I couldn't believe that somebody's preaching my own music. I am a recovering, anxious, depressed person who found new hope and new life when I changed my diet. I was on gluten and soy and dairy, and I went to the doctors and they wanted to put me on all these antidepressants, and I decided that I didn't want to go that route, and decided to see what caused inflammation in our bodies. And I was surprised to find out that there's different foods that did that. So over a course of 6 years, I changed my diet. I changed my mindset. I also changed my amount of exercise and also my spiritual practices. So there's just so many things that we can do as humans other than, like you said, taking meds and going to our doctors, doing the standard American diet thing.
Right.
We have to treat everything holistically. So anyway, as you can see, I have a lot to say. anyway, I'm just so thankful for Asa and what is teaching America. Thanks so much.
Listen, I'm just glad that you're a part of what we're doing. And for you to turn on our radio show and to hear a voice of hope, right? To find someone that really sings your music, especially when you've been in the trenches like you have, and you've been into a place and maybe in places that a lot of people have never been before, but you have, and you were able to climb out in the way that you did and find your hope and find your peace and find your courage and find your strength. You know, I think that's amazing. That's what we're here for. You know, a lot of people think that this show is just here to figure out if you need cod liver oil or an antibiotic, and that's not really the case. I mean, your health is your greatest wealth. It is the first thing you've got to focus on, because if you have health, you can do everything else. I mean, that is the greatest prescription for all of us. And that's where the whole ACE-RX, that's where it comes from, is that it's a prescription to be the best version of you, to make the right choices, to think the right way, to eat the right kind of foods, to exercise like you know you need to. At the end of the day, it's all personal development. It's working on you every single day. It's not being lazy. It's refusing to let aging beat you. It's refusing to say I'm old. Like, if you don't ever call this show, don't ever come talk to me in an airport or anywhere and talk about how old you are. I don't want to hear that ever. Because we know for a fact that whether you're 8 years old or 98 years young, that your body's amazing, it functions amazing, and you can do great things. So age should never be a factor or a limitation for what you can or cannot do. I refuse to let that be a part of anybody's narrative, and it won't be a part of your narrative while you're here or connected to me or us in any way. I can assure you of that. So thanks so much for that. That's really, really great. Just glad that we're here for you, and really that you're on your journey. And if we can help you, you know, get in the health club. If you're not in the health club, Luna, you need to be. Okay, our health club's amazing. People just like you. Like, everything you just said is like a whole community of people just like that. And you can go to myfreehealthclub.com and find that. And join us and be a part of it, okay? But it's so great to meet you. Now, we're going to jump in right now and talk a little bit about something that a lot of women are concerned about, especially at a certain age, called osteoporosis. So osteoporosis is where there's a bone loss within the bones, and it causes the bones to be more brittle. They can break easier. The strength is not there. And it happens to women the older they get. It doesn't happen to men as much because our body mass index is a little bit higher, meaning that we tend to carry more muscle tissue, and the more muscle you carry on your frame, the less you're going to struggle with things like osteoporosis. So, what do you do? Well, one of the keys that we got to look at is, I'm going to talk about this. The number one thing, like if you are struggling with osteoporosis, maybe you're worried about it from a family history perspective, or maybe you've been diagnosed with it, and your doctors have told you, hey, you know, you have osteoporosis. Now, there's a precursor to osteoporosis called osteopenia. And if you've heard that term, your doctor said, hey, you have osteopenia, we need to do this, that, and the other. Just know this. If you have osteopenia, that's the warning sign. You know the caution light that you get when you were driving? So the caution light's yellow. That's osteopenia. It's letting you know that the red light's coming. And you better do something, either go through the light or stop. You got to do something because the red light's coming. So osteopenia is that first warning sign to tell you that there's something going on and you need to fix it. What is that? Well, if you have osteoporosis or if you're in osteopenia, first thing you got to do, like bar none, is get a lab test. Get a blood test from your doctor on vitamin D3. Now, there's a lot of debate on this about what the numbers should be. Now, the range is broad. It's from 35, or I think it's 30 now, to 100. Okay, that's the range. If you're 40, your doctor's pretty much going to tell you you're okay. 40's not okay. 40 for me is too close to 30. And so you want to keep your numbers between about 70 and 90 on the test. Now, they will say, because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, first of all, vitamin D is a hormone. It's not even a vitamin, so let's don't even go to that level. But it got categorized as a vitamin years ago, and they just left it there, which is fine. So we'll call it vitamin D. But vitamin D is so critical for so many processes in the body, especially our bone density. So a lot of times, you know, you've heard about calcium, right? And as you get older, the docs will say, well, you need to be taking calcium because you want your bones to be strong, right? We tell our kids, drink your milk. It builds strong bones, right? We've heard that forever. The reality is that vitamin D is the real catalyst. Vitamin D is actually the one thing that comes in and really makes the biggest difference. Vitamin D comes in and by getting your vitamin D levels up, it makes it available to pull the minerals that you get in your foods and use them, like boron and manganese and calcium, okay, and magnesium, and the things that it needs. The higher your vitamin D is, the more strength it has to use those nutrients. The lower the vitamin D is, the less strength it has. You take somebody with a vitamin D of 30, right at the bottom of the range, say 32, your body's not working the way it needs to. You're not going to build the bone density that you need. And then couple that with someone that doesn't do any form of resistance exercise. Like, if you lose muscle, and you do lose muscle, if you're not actively pursuing muscle, guess what? You're losing like 5% a year after the age of like 35, right? It's crazy. So, you know, I'm heavily into working out and pursuing muscle, and I really believe that muscle is the fountain of youth, and I think it's the secret to longevity that nobody's talking about. I think it's that simple. I think if you can maintain a lot of muscle tissue as you age, you'll have better mobility. It does everything. It triggers the hormones to work better, longer. It gives you more strength. It allows your everything in your body to all work more effectively. The more mobile you are, life is about movement. The minute you start losing your mobility is the minute that you're aging and you're going the other direction from where you're wanting to go, okay?
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So osteoporosis, focus on vitamin D. All right, vitamin D is the key. Don't get sidetracked with calcium and all these other ones. Vitamin D is the key. Now, can you get it from the sun? That's the question I get all the time. Yes and no. After the age of 40, so vitamin D hits the skin, right? And then our body is able to use it. After the age of, say, about 40, we lose the ability to really take the vitamin D and production from our skin from the sun. That's how you can have a construction worker that works outside all day and all of a sudden he's got low vitamin D. Like, how is that even possible? If you work in the sun 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, how do you not have high vitamin D? He should have vitamin D of 100, right? But it's because the skin's not using it. And then if your gut is not healthy, you're not getting it from the foods that you eat. And if you're not eating the right kind of foods, you're not going to get it anyway. So I always tell people to supplement. Get a blood test done, and then you can supplement with a vitamin D3 supplement. But if you do that, you always want to take it with vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 is a big deal because it helps the vitamin D absorb. Now, there's different kinds of vitamin D. So what do you take? I just like vitamin D3. It's the one that's absorbable to the body. The body uses it. It's so simple to get, super inexpensive. You can get it any Walmart, Target. I mean, you can get any of those kind of retail outlets online. Just get vitamin D3. It's so key. But get a blood test done so you know exactly what's going on and really can understand that. Now, I want to go to the phones and talk to Liam. Hi, Liam.
My issue, I believe, is a liver, but I can't seem to get to the bottom of it.
Well, if you're concerned about the liver, and I hear you say, I think it's the liver, so that tells me you're self-diagnosing, which is fine. You get on the computer and go to Dr. Google and try to figure everything out. A lot of people do that. What you want to do first and foremost is go to your primary care physician and get some lab work done. I am a huge proponent of the tests don't lie, the numbers don't lie. Getting the test done on a regular basis is so key. So get a blood test done. See what your liver numbers are. See if anything's elevated. See if anything is too high and not where it needs to be. Like, check all that out. It's so important to figure that out. Now, the other key to look at with the liver is you can do kind of like a detox. And we have a whole reset system that we use to do that. You can go to healthcoachreset.com. That's healthcoachreset.com if you want to do that. But it helps to really clear everything out, specifically the liver. And it supports the body in a great way. A lot of times our liver gets backed up, and it just does. Liver is the production site for cholesterol, too. So if you've been taking cholesterol-lowering medications like statins, then it can have a pretty severe impact on the liver as well. Now remember, the liver is pretty resilient. You can beat the heck out of that thing, and it comes back for more. Matter of fact, it's the one organ that we have that you can cut it. You can cut it in half and get rid of half of it, and it'll grow back the other half. It's the liver is a beast, but if it breaks down too far, like you get cirrhosis of the liver, which is kind of like the deadening of tissue in a sense, then it gets to a place where it's not so good. So I would get it checked out. I mean, this is one of those things that if you kind of think, which I always trust people's intuition, like even if you're just reading things on Google and you're kind of just thinking through it, and you're like, man, this could be so great. Go to your doctor and get the test done. Don't wing it. Don't talk to me. Go to your doctor. Get the numbers. Find out what the numbers are. and then go from there. Because the numbers will give you the ability to have a strategy of where you need to go. And remember, your health is like, it's everything. So don't wing it, especially if you're not trained. It's okay to have the intuition, but you got to get somebody that really knows what they're talking about to be able to help you. And the liver is, again, there's things that you can do for the liver that are so simple that you can take. N-acetylcysteine is like one of the best that you can do to help clear the liver out. NAC. But, I mean, again, it's not just take a supplement. Go find out what's going on with it and then go from there. And your health is vital. A lot of times we let our health go because of stress or we get down on ourselves and we just kind of let food become a drug to us. And people gain weight and they lose their health and they get diabetes and they get blood pressure. Like, you don't get those kind of conditions just because grandma and grandma passed it down to you. You get those. Like, let's just be honest. We need to clear everything off the table and just let you know that you did that to you, period. Somebody needs to tell you that. Because a lot of us doctors for so long have been like, well, yeah, there's this in the family history. I see your grandmother had diabetes. No, you're the one eating the wrong things and not exercising, and that's why you have diabetes. It's okay. Let's make a change. Let's do something different, right? If you do the opposite of what you did to get diabetes, guess what? You're going to get rid of the diabetes. If you do the opposite of what you did in your lifestyle, daily lifestyle habits to get high blood pressure, guess what? You'll get rid of the blood pressure. Like, it's not rocket science. It's pretty simple. So I want to encourage you on this show here with us and our family. If you haven't joined the health club, you need to join my health club. It's my inner circle in our community of people that just help each other, coach each other, walk through this health journey with each other, especially when it gets tough. You know, we've got a great family of people that do that. So we want to encourage you to be a part of that and jump into that. You can all send me an email. You can text me, call me here on the show. Any way that you want to get in touch, we will help you in any way that we can. Janet in Orlando, Florida says that my father is dealing with hyperthyroidism and they're wanting to potentially remove his thyroid. What do you think we should do? Well, look, here's the thing. Hyperthyroidism can be for a number of reasons. It's called Graves' disease if it gets to a certain level. It could be autoimmune, which is where the body's immune system thinks something's wrong with the thyroid and it attacks it. Now, there's things you can do for that naturally that really support it. You can drink echinacea tea for 3 days straight. If the symptoms go down, then you know it's one part of the immune system that's overactive. And then you need to work on the other part. You could also drink green tea for 3 days as a separate little test at home and see if it makes it better or worse. Now, it's a little bit too involved to explain like what to do from that point. You can reach out to our health coach providers if you need help. If you're in our health club, you can ask questions and post. And our health coach providers are inside the health club, and they can help you in that regard. And there's other people that have just walked through it too, which is really cool, and they can help you as well. But there's so many things that you can do. If you have hyperthyroidism, I would really explore everything before he has it removed, unless the doctors have just said, look, it's at that point. But if you can ask for more time and see if you can dig in a little bit deeper and find out the reason. A lot of times it can be an iodine deficiency, as simple as that. Iodine makes the thyroid function, and when it doesn't have enough, it can cut that down and reduce the function. But the reality is the body can get well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.